This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing? You good? You're still standing? I'm glad you're here and alive. And that's the part that we need to celebrate more and more and more. However, you and I, in this short life, we have learned the harshest of lessons. That life inevitably will slap you in your face. Like, bah! You can try as long as you possibly can to avoid it, but it is coming, or it has happened. What is the bitter truth about yourself, about life, that you had to learn and accept? Many of us go through life not wanting to accept certain truths. But once we do, we realize, in fact, the sooner we do accept those bitter truths, we sooner learn that life becomes a little easier. Think about it. Knowing that you're all going to die one day and you accept that, it's like, okay. So you live life to the fullest. You get, it's a simple example like that. But let me give you, I'll give you just five that will make you sort of jog your memory, jog some of this, your subconscious, because some of these bitter truths are so bitter that we file them under the subconscious and we don't ever want to revisit them again. People will walk out of your life without any explanation, even if you deserve one. That's a bitter truth, but you must accept that. Learn it and accept it. Okay, another example. Even with hard work, things don't always work out. Wapu shaman. Wapu shamara steal. One more? Okay. This is mine. People will take advantage of you and get away with it. That's the bitter truth I had to learn and accept. Okay, I guess the acceptance part is still a bit of a challenge. Let me not say I've accepted. I'm still learning to accept. So what is your bitter truth that you had to learn and accept about yourself and about life in general? Hashtag the bitter truth you must accept.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Here are the 3 teaspoons on the bitter truth you must accept. 1, not everyone will like you. This is one truth we all know without a doubt. However, for some reason, we still feel the urge to make everyone like us. Be it at work, amongst family, or society at large, we want to be liked by all. But it's impossible. So the sooner you accept this truth, the better for you. 2, the perfect partner does not exist. We all have a perfect partner in our heads, but reality is no one is perfect. You make it perfect. It's okay to have standards. Yes, don't drop them. It's important to ensure that they are also realistic. The man or the woman you have made up in your mind exists, but they are not entirely how you envision them. So the truth is, you will have to work. Nothing comes without work. Yes? And that will bring you peace. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on the hashtag, the bitter truth you must accept. Life won't always go according to your plans. Hey, life won't always go according to your plans. It doesn't matter how much you plan your life. It won't always go according to how you've planned it, because life is simply just that, unpredictable. So don't be hard on yourself for your failures and disappointments. No. Just pick yourself up and accept, Horbon, this definitely not according to God's or life's plan.
The best tea in the city.
All right, girls, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle T.
Greetings, Uncle T.
You survived the long weekend, did you?
Yes.
Before you comment and tell me about the bitter truth you had to accept, listen to this.
With me, I think the bitter truth is that I've realized that now, because I'm born into the ways in the world. All along, I'm meeting a first time, May his soul rest in peace. And I took that for granted. But man, I realized with Yane, lawyer began failure. I love a banya, but claim out with the wood.
It hit me when he says, I took that for granted. Ooh! What's your bitter truth that you had to accept?
Mina, I think my problem is that in Namawala, you know.
What is Mawala now?
Mawala is I do everything to the extremes. So I don't have any middle. Areas and middle parts.
When you give, you give.
When I give fully. When I get angry, I get angry like fully and all of that. And
when you love
hard,
fully.
You know? And it's both a gift and a curse, because I feel everything so deeply all the time. So I also will carry other people's burdens I go in, I immerse myself into it. And it's just, it's not nice. It's, I don't want to lie. It's like, I can't rat, man. But it's one of those things that I've had to accept. This is just who I am. You know, people will always be like, yeah, but now we.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's just who I am. I can't pretend. I can't. I'm just that person, you know.
And so it means, therefore, the people around you must also learn to accept that.
Yes.
So that they can know how to support you if they really care.
Yes, of course. Mm. Of course.
JJ?
I think they all interject. Like, the bitter truth I've had to learn is that people won't always reciprocate your efforts. You know, you can't do things expecting the same in return. If I can just give an example, I remember back in my varsity days, I helped this friend of mine get a job. And once she was in a position to help me, for her it was just like slow pace, normal.
You know which analogy I use when it comes to that?
Mm.
And like I said, all of this are mixed. This is the same story, they intertwine. I always use the tree. In summer, who's under the shade? In winter, where's the tree?
There.
Naked.
Alone.
Yes. Summer again?
That's why they always say, don't set yourself on fire trying to keep other people warm.
That's so true.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Come on, take the last sip. Let's start with you here. Okay, wait. Let me open up the phone line. Simpuletsane, good morning to you.
Hello.
How are you, ma'am? How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I am good. The bitter truth you had to learn?
And the democracy, it was sad what I saw this weekend. The bitter truth that I had to learn through observing somebody's life. I've got this daughter of mine, I mentored her, I groomed her up until this weekend she was getting married. They're real relatives from the father's side and the mother's side. They didn't pitch up. It was so sad.
Sure.
And when she spoke and said to me, "Where now, Mama Wan? The problem with Igazlam, I'll find, but we will not change no woman because of where my back. And I thank God for lending the it is said to never answer one. They chose not to come, but when I was in there all the way from Joburg to. And finally, so when she introduced me when I came there on Thursday, she was proudly saying, "Oh, Mama Wamblo, me I'm touched and nine. Oh, Mama Wam, she couldn't me the because of her."
Thank you, my
dear. So when she gave speech, it said, "Ubuti abeko," but it's the truth. Me finally, I'm again Ubuti abangthandi.
The bitter truth about this thing, and that's the harshest truth that we must all learn. Family is not necessarily blood. It's not. Thank you, Mpelezani, for raising her and raising her well.
Another bitter truth that I've had to accept was losing my mom. Today marks exactly 7 years since she passed. I couldn't even go to the graveyard, but I've accepted. And for the first time, I went to the graveyard and I've accepted. I've accepted. It's not easy. It's like I've just lost her a few minutes ago, but it's my truth. And I'll have to learn to live with it, unfortunately.
Thank you, Shadi. Lindo Gul.
Malume kunjani?
Usalindile namanje or lokuhle sokufikile?
Ah, ngicalindile malume kunandi kuvela kancane kancane.
Mara
sithokozele impilo.
Yes, bekezele izofika lento. What is the harshest truth you've ever had to learn?
The harshest truth that I'm learning it even now is that for everything that I want in my life, I always land just next to it, not exactly where I want to be. It's like, for instance, you remember last year, Malume, I was unemployed.
Yes.
And then I got a job in Cape Town because last year I was like, I wish I could get a job along the coast.
Yes.
So this year I got a job in Cape Town.
Yes.
So the job that I got, I wanted so bad to practice in the environmental science because that's what I studied.
Yes.
But I ended up in the Department of Environment, but in the admin part of it, not necessarily the...
So what's your worry? Are you worried, Guti, even your dream guy is going to be just next door?
I don't know, Malume. It's like, it's always the case with me. Even when I pray for something, I get it, but it's not it. Like, it's just next to it. So sometimes I just feel like I walk parallel to my dreams.
Listen, all I'm saying to you right now, okay? Now that you know the truth, accept it. Accept it. Why? Please. Your life will be much easier.
Yeah, it would be Malume. I'm learning that. I won't lie. It's been difficult. I mean, since I got here, I had the best days and I also had the worst days trying to readjust to that and also accepting and working towards that, because I've realized that even though I'm not going to be handed to me on a silver platter, or I'm not going to come at the time where I need them or want them to come.
Yeah.
But eventually we move into that direction.
Accept, I'm Tasu Guti. When you want Sizwe Dlomo, you'll end up no skumba. Accept.
Well, for me, the bitter truth that I've come to realize in my life is that I will never, ever, ever have a female figure in my life that I can trust, that would love me and be there for me when I need them. Being friends, being colleagues, being bazalwani, no female fake figure in my life I'd say I trust. It's either Barinaka Ipota or they can't be close to me because they are men are looking at me, or they just don't like me, or Gababora. There's just always something about all the female figures that I need in my life. So I only have male friends, no female friends in my life.
Ask his lips. Peggy, be the last sip. Hi.
Hello, Bertie. I'm the first caller on Kai FM. I'm so excited.
Hey, let's see.
Thank you so much.
I'm dancing on your behalf.
The gentleman I admire, you and Mrs. Mukwili, I love you so much. And I love the sister who's following next, Nati. Let's go into the bitter truth that I have to learn, accept and learn. Caring too much. I don't know if I think I care and love too much, and I end up hurting. Even though I'm not a person who told me much, but my in-laws really, they're just giving me grief. But the thing is, we learn, and learning helps, because I've learned to walk away from these things that are poisoning and are toxic to me. As long as you start over toxic, but it took me a long time to do this. But I've walked away, and I feel now the breeze, there's something coming in. I'm happier.
Yes, because you've accepted.
Now, yes, I've accepted that people, not everybody will love me. We don't want to accept that. Or not everybody will love you. And that I've accepted, and I'm learning now. And the good thing is that when you start walking away from these people, walking away from this toxic situation, you feel the burden it will mama hitting a how. I think as people we must learn because right to our head.
Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you so much.
Uhudi Lodra.
I was turning 47 on the 24th anyway.
Oh, finally, Uhudi le.
Took me long, hey? 47 to learn. Thank you so much, guys.
Pleasure.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.